will think to change times and laws, Daniel 7:25. Well, it's happened. They've pulled off the greatest heist. They've replaced Yahweh's count times through the lunar, replaced it with the solar or the Gregorian. Now, did you know that there is not even a third month feast of any kind found in Scripture? But there is a feast found in the fourth month. Now, let's go to Acts chapter 1 and begin our quest, our search, if you will, for proper time count to Pentecost. Remember, the language. You've got to stay with the language. Just don't jump in over your head before you listen to Kyrie. Number seven Sabbath and count 50 days. Most of them count 50 days. And that's it. And so then, they begin in the third month with no evidence anywhere in Scripture that there was a third month festival. You think, well, what does it matter? Don't really matter. We don't have to keep them all feast in the Bible. We're under the New Covenant. The New Covenant doesn't mention anywhere that we are to keep the feast. Well, we know for sure in the New Testament that the Messiah, who was born in the era of the New Testament, matter of fact, it's his testament and his history, he kept faithfully every festival up until the last festival being Passover. And he didn't die in tabernacles. That's quite clear. He didn't die in the Pentecost festival of first year. That's quite certain. But we do know that he died in the Passover. Now the question, since there were two Passovers, which one did he die in? Well, here at the King's Gate, we teach that he died, and we think we can prove, well, we know we can prove. We're that confident that the first Passover is not the time frame that he died in. Remember now, the first Passover is to be kept on the 14th, that's Passover. And they killed the lambs at 3 o'clock. And so he was a type and a shadow. But he could not have died in the first one because in the 17th chapter of the 26th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, the first 5 verses prove that the Jews who were going to put him to death, that they decided not to kill him on their feast. That is, the first Passover. They declared him unclean to technicalities. It was a fact that he did touch a dead body. He did keep company with an unclean person, a leper. So then there was quite a few reasons that they had to brand him unclean so they could kill him in the second Passover, where there was a few people that came out to keep that festival. But for the sake of numbering the Feast of Pentecost, we call it, it's numbered from the first month when he died, and we were told when they killed the Passover lamb in the first Passover, we were told through Moses that we were to number 7 Sabbaths and then count 50 days. Now, did you know that there's not even a conclusive wheat harvest or harvest of any kind in the third month found in Scripture? But there is a wheat harvest and a grape harvest. That's a key now. Listen to my key. The grape harvest. Did you know that the law was written with the finger of Yahweh, and it was not given to Moses until the end of the fourth month, which is 50 days after the seventh Sabbath complete? Now catch that. One of the keys to this is that the law was not written and given by Yahweh to Moses in the 32nd chapter of the book of Exodus. We know that the next day after the law was given, that it was a shag or a festival or the month of, if you will, Pentecost. Did you know that Pentecost was one of the three major festivals that were called shags in the Hebrew, where the children of Israel were commanded to travel up to Jerusalem each year? And there is not one feast found in Scripture located in the third month, but we can locate one in the fourth month. Now, let's deal a little bit with the grape harvest. It says on the day of Pentecost, when it was fully come, listen to me well, that these apostles were accused of being drunk on new wine. Now, new wine doesn't come in. They wouldn't have been making new wine in the third month. But it does come in the fourth month. Now, the reason that they thought that they were drunk on new wine, because it was the fourth month, the grapes were in. So then Pentecost was a fourth month festival that is normally celebrated incorrectly in the third month. Failing to read the Scriptures. After the seventh Sabbath complete, number 50 days, Leviticus 23:16. And instead of numbering the wave sheaf, by doing this, it places Pentecost at the end of the fourth month instead of the beginning of the third. When there's not a third month feast of any kind, I want to repeat that now. So, it's keeping the true Pentecost of importance. With a resounding yes, it is very important. Did you know that there is historical evidence of eyewitnesses of people who lived at the same time that our Savior was living, and the apostles, that they were keeping Pentecost 50 days after the seventh Sabbath? There is evidence. We'll get into that somewhat later if we have time to cover this broad, extensive research that we're going to present with the major feast commanded Pentecost being the second feast in the year. Now, there's only one more to keep after that. That would be Tabernacles. And did you know that Acts chapter 20 and chapter 21 shows that it is a mathematical certainty that the Apostle Paul and thousands of those who were believers were keeping Pentecost way beyond the traditional 50-day count. The Apostle Paul and thousands of those believing Israelites observed Pentecost beyond the traditional 50-day count at Paul's Pentecost, the one he kept. Did you know that the children of Israel kept Pentecost on the day that the law was given, and they called it a shag, or a feast, to Yahweh, and it was exactly 50 days after the seventh Sabbath that I mentioned in the book of Exodus chapter 32. With the evidence that we're going to produce, yet people will traditionally keep Pentecost by numbering 50 days after Easter. Now, Easter is a term that is used in place of the word Passover. Well, did you know that people who do not study, who do not want to learn, who do not want to inquire, according to Hosea 4 and 6, they're destroyed for the lack of knowledge? Did you know that if they reject knowledge, that he will reject you? Now, if we don't know nothing, or we have no knowledge, we're damned, and if we reject the knowledge that is presented to us, we're damned. Be better for you not to hear the gospel and hear it and not obey it. Now, look at the conclusive proof of Leviticus 23:16, and it should begin to awaken your understanding that they were to number 50 days after 7 Sabbaths complete. That's the language. Pentecost is 50 days after the 7th Sabbath, not 50 days after the wave sheaf of, or the first Sabbath, which would have been the 15th. So the wave would have been waived, or the count would have begun, inclusive, on the 16th. Well, did you know that, like I said, that there is proof that 4 months later, Moses came down from the mountain with the law. Aaron had told them, tomorrow is a festival. That would have been the 16th, because it was exactly the 7 Sabbaths and 50 days complete. Now, let me read again, Leviticus 23:16. Even unto the morrow, after the 7th Sabbath. You see that? You see how people can miss? Pentecost means 50, but he says here, even unto the morrow, that have been the 16th, after the 7th Sabbath, shall ye number 50 days. Now, what about that? You think that perhaps that it would have been mathematically impossible for the children of Israel to have reached Mount Sinai in time for the traditional third month, Pentecost, if he commanded them to number seven Sabbaths and then count 50 days. Now, if someone wanted to argue that Pentecost in the third month would be asking too much for them to produce one scripture supporting a wheat harvest in the third month or the springtime, after all, that is what Pentecost is, first fruits. First fruits of the wheat harvest. Would it be asking too much to show where there was even a feast in the third month, let alone Pentecost? Now, again, let's back up and take a look at Leviticus chapter 23, verse 16. Can it be understood two ways? Well, let me give you the traditional way. It's to count 50 days from the wave sheaf of the 16th of the barley harvest. And that's tradition, the way that they count it. But that ain't what the Bible says. It can be understood, as it is stated, to count 50 days from the morrow after the seventh Sabbath. See that? Well, there's a lot of deception. There's a lot of misunderstanding. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. The positive proof of the count, which shows that it was given in the fourth month, Moses gave it to the people and delivered it, and Aaron confirmed tomorrow is a feast day. We know that Pentecost has to do with the wheat harvest. And I challenge anyone to show where there is a wheat harvest mentioned in the scriptures for a third month Pentecost. If anyone can find a winter wheat harvest in scripture in the third month, then bring it. Otherwise, if you can't, it's not even an option. The reason that I say 50-50 chance is because we definitely have a conclusive, pinpointed summer wheat harvest in the fourth month, which is found over and over throughout the scriptures and is also a conclusive feast mentioned for the fourth month, and it was kept during the wheat harvest and kept also, we're not drunk as you suppose, seeing as it the third hour of the day, it was the grape harvest also. First fruits. First fruits of the wheat and first fruits of the grape in the fourth month. No evidence whatsoever to support a third month a festival. And so then, people who count 50 days and forget the 49 days of the Sabbath, the seven Sabbaths. Notice how the scripture harmonizes with accounting 50 days after the seventh Sabbath. And not after the wave sheaf, such as when Aaron made proclamation of a feast, which was 50 days after the seventh Sabbath complete. And the only feast it could have been was Pentecost, because it was in the fourth month when Aaron proclaimed it. There is no other feast found in the third month for the traditional Pentecost. All scriptures, those that I have found, is referring to a summer wheat, which is sowed in the first month and reaped in the fourth. Winter wheat takes 7 months to harvest. Now notice what the Savior says. There are not 4 months and then cometh the harvest. He was referring to the summer wheat. This also explains why the wheat was not destroyed in the first month in Egypt, because it had not come up. Remember the plagues, the hail, beat down the crops? You can prove many times the wheat harvest is in the summer. But there is not one shred of evidence for a wheat harvest in the spring. So there is no scriptural wheat harvest in the spring, so it must have been in the fourth month that Pentecost was recognized after seven Sabbaths and 50-day numbering. It's very simple. Yet we have to teach on this and try to get people to understand this when it's clear that the summer wheat is sowed in the first month, will then be sowed in the month of Passover or the month of green ears. That's another clue. The time of the new wine would have been the new grapes, the new grape harvest, and the apostles who were mistakenly to be drunk on new wine, Peter says, we're not drunk as you suppose. Sin is but the third hour of the day. But this is what was prophesied by Joel the prophet. In the time of the new grapes. Traditional Pentecost is not 50 days after the count. Traditional Pentecost moves into the fourth month instead of the third by numbering seven Sabbaths, 49 days, and then tacking on another 50, which would have been 99 days instead of 50. You see, people can miss the boat. Everywhere in Scripture and throughout history, you want to quote Josephus and Philo, who lived at the time of these harvests, wheat was always a summer harvest. And in the book of Josephus, it tells how that it was summer time when the fruit of the land, being almost ripe enough for reaping, that Samson set fire to the fruit of the land, that is the wheat and grapes. And in the book of Judges, it plainly tells you that it was in the time of the wheat harvest when Samson done his little act of tying the foxes' tails together and lighting their brand that they brought behind them, pulling them in a hurry, no doubt. And they set the wheat harvest on fire. Now, notice this. Not winter wheat, but summer wheat. It's important for you to not mix up the two. The winter wheat, which is harvested in the spring, some 2 weeks after the barley, and Scripture from even Josephus and Philo, joining them, lighted the torches to their tails, and sent them into the fields of the Philistines in the summertime. It would have been early summer, first harvest, the time of wheat harvest. Because it's mentioned in chapter 15, it says, but it came to pass within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid, and he said, I will go into my wife, into the chamber, but her father would not suffer him to go in. And her father said, I verily thought that thou utterly hated her, therefore I gave her to thy companion. Now here's Samson, really distraught, separated over his wife. He tied 300 foxes, far brands, to their tail, and set all the crops afire of the Philistines. 300 of them. Turn them tail to tail and put a far brand in the midst between the two tails, and he set the brands on fire and let them go into the stand-in corn or the wheat of the Philistines. He burned up both the shocks and the standing corn and the vineyards of the grapes and the olives. In other words, the time of wheat harvest is in the summer, not in the spring. It proves that Pentecost was to be instituted in the fourth month. We got the first month, the festival. And we've got the fourth month festival. And then we've got the seventh month festival. These are the festivals that Yahweh commanded those who would think to keep his feast. Josephus again proves that the wheat was summer wheat and not winter wheat. He mentions Herod's affairs in Judea was in a bad state. He left his brother Joseph with full power, but had not to charge him to make no attempts against his enemy until his return for that would have been such an assistant as he could depend on, as it appeared by what he had done already. But as soon as Joseph heard that his brother was at the very great distance, he neglected the charge he had received and marched toward Jericho. And this movement was intended for seizing the corn, as it was now in the summer harvest. Now, that verse and that quote is found under Josephus, under the death of Joseph, Herod's brother, which had been signified to Herod in dreams, how Herod was preserved twice after a wonderful manner. It cuts off the head of Epaphras, who was the murderer of his brother, and sends that head to his other brother. And in no long time, he besieges Jerusalem and marries Merriman. The next quote from Josephus that I'm reading here lists the four seasons, proves that they were known back then to Philo when he speaks on the creation, and to Herod when he speaks that his brother went up and seized on the corn as it was in the midst of summer. In addition to the four elements of the seasons of the year, there's also four found, which are the causes of the generation of animals and plants. This year being divided into the quadruple division of winter, spring, summer, and autumn. Yahweh had a festival before each of these. He had a winter festival that they celebrated, had the spring festival that they celebrated, had the summer festival that they celebrated, and the autumn festival. Four seasons, winter, spring, summer, and autumn. The generation of the plants. In other words, you have three harvest festivals each year. Barley in the spring, wheat in the summer, and the fruits of the trees in the autumn at the end gathering. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when should you keep Pentecost? Should you keep it 50 days after the wheat is offered on the 16th day, or should you number 7,000 and then number 50 days like the Bible says? And if you do, that will bring you to the time of the summer harvest when the grapes are new, when the wheat is new, when the firebrands burnt the crops of the Philistines. Now it says in the book of Nehemiah, in chapter 13, verse 15, Nehemiah says, in those days I saw in Judah those treading the wine presses on the Sabbath and bringing in the sheaves and lading the asses also with wine, grapes, and figs, and all manner of burdens which I have brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I testified against them in the day wherein they sold victuals. Nehemiah saw men treading grapes and those wine presses, and the grapes are not ripe until summer. It would have been in the time of the new wine. The winter wheat is gone, and so was the springtime. Now, our Savior said again that after 4 months comes the harvest. Pentecost was for that summertime harvest. We're not drunk as you suppose, sin is but the third hour of the day on new wine. They were celebrating Pentecost in the fourth month of the harvest. Now this says, when the hail was sent, and it did not destroy the wheat in Egypt, because it had not come up, because it was planted in the first month. In John 4:35 it says, say not ye that there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest? Winter wheat is at least 6 or 7 months to harvest, and not 4 months to harvest, as our Savior would have indicated in the Scripture. Winter wheat cannot be pinpointed in Scripture, and therefore was not even an option for Pentecost. It was the summer wheat, where he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Now my soul is troubled, for what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, but from this cause, or for this hour, I was born. And if I be lifted up from earth, I'll draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. Once again, a corn of wheat cannot bring forth a harvest in 50 days. And so Yahweh was using the true analogy. He was buried in the first month, the same as the summer wheat was planted, and a harvest of souls was reaped 50 days after 7 weeks had passed. 7 Sabbaths had been numbered, and then 50 days, and it was true that at the same time the law was given to Moses. When Aaron used the word shag, which is only used for these feasts, it was in the summertime. It was 50 days after the 7th Sabbath. And it was also the same day that the law was given on Mount Sinai, in Exodus 32 and 5, and Exodus 31 and 18. Now, Philo says that the harvest comes after the grapes are ripe. And the grapes are not ripe until summer. As of now, you think the grapes are going to be ripe early next month when they will be keeping Pentecost? Don't think so. Pentecost, 50 days after the wave sheaf, after they numbered seven Sabbaths, some people have erred, not knowing the Scripture, not studying, not showing themselves approved. Therefore, they fall. Pentecost is in the summer. And then you have the next one coming in September, late September or October, in the fall. Remember now, the 22nd of September would mark the changing from summer to the fall. 22nd. And so then, the fall festival would be after the spring, the summer, and into the fall, we would have those three festivals to keep as a commandment. The summer wheat was sowed in the first month. And then they came into the land. They could reap a harvest for a first fruit 50 days after the seventh, the Sabbath, from their labors, which they sowed, and it specified that they were to reap it from the wheat they sowed. It wouldn't have been up just numbering 50 days. Had to number 49 days, and then number 50 days, that would have been 99 days, and then the summer wheat could have been reaped. The summer grapes, or the new grapes, would have been in that time frame of the summer harvest. Now, we know that if we pause to study, most people just go over real quickly, think that they got it. I've had people to read for me and read right over the point, simply because their eyes are blinded by the tradition . Look at Isaiah 16:9. Therefore I will bewail with the weeping of Jazer, the vine of Shemah. I will water thee with my tears for the shouting for thy summer fruits, and for the harvest is fallen, and gladness is taken away, and joy out of the plentiful field, and in thy vineyards thou shall be shouting, the treaders shall tread no wine in their presses, for I have made their vintage shout in to cease. Notice that the summer fruits and the harvest and the wine are connected. It shall be as when the harvest man gathereth the corn and reapeth the ears with his arm. And it shall be as he that gathereth ears in the valley of Rephaim, gleaning of the grapes, the shaking of an olive tree, the fruitful branches in the summer time, not the spring. Ladies and gentlemen, the festival of Pentecost had to come about in the summer. The summer wheat would have been harvested in the time of the new wine, which was, it came to pass on the day of Pentecost, that the Jews accused them of being drunk on this new wine, the fourth month. If you were to only count 50 days, the harvest is past. The summer is ended, and we're not saved. They say the harvest is past and the spring is ended. It's the summer harvest. Harvest number two, planted in the first month, reaped in the fourth month. Fourth month until the harvest. Ladies and gentlemen, it is beyond a shadow of a doubt that people have read too fast, too quickly, and without studying. The Bible is not a fast read. The Bible is not a enjoyable read. You have to stop, and you have to pause, and you have to break out your encyclopedias, do a word search. Now, if you go to the chart to show in the first month, on the 14th day, the lambs are slain. The 15th, the house is passed over and thrust out of Ramesses, Numbers 33:3, and the first day of unleavened bread was Leviticus 23:6. 16th is the wave sheaf, Leviticus 23:11. Read it. And tomorrow, after Passover eaten, and the day they waved by to Egypt, the 16th was the first day of manna, Exodus 16:1. The 22nd was the fifth Sabbath, and the 29th was the sixth Sabbath toward Pentecost, the third month. The 8th is the seventh Sabbath, and the 9th is the first day of the 50 days to be numbered. After the seventh Sabbath is counted, then you have the 10th, 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, which equals 7 days of the 50-day count. And on the 16th, they came to the mount, and it was the same day that they actually went forth out of Egypt, according to Exodus 19:1, and they were told to be ready for the third day in Exodus 19:11. Then you have the 17th and the 18th, which was the third day, counting the 16th, and Yahweh spoke to the people on that day of Exodus 19, verse 10. And now we've got 10 days of the 50 days that were to be numbered. That brings us to the 19th, which was the first day that Moses went into the mount for 40 days and 40 nights, Exodus 24:4-18. Then you have 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. You have a total of 12 days in the mount. And that brings you into the fourth month. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You have the 8th day, the 9th, the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and the 15th. And then you have the 16th through the 22nd, and the 23rd through the 28th was the 40th day in the mount, and the 50th day numbered after the 7th, the Sabbath was complete of Leviticus 23:16. It was the very day that Aaron said, tomorrow is a feast, which is Shag in the Hebrew, to Yahweh. Exodus 32:5. You can see how Shag could come after the 50th day is numbered. The 28th and the 4th month was also the 40th day that Moses stayed in the mount. And when he delivered on the 40th night in the mount, and the law was given the next morning of the same day, which was the end of 40 days and 40 nights. Exodus 31:18. Read it for yourself. Deuteronomy chapter 9 through 11. The Pentecost, the feast, comes after numbering 50 days, not 49. Leviticus 23:16. Folks, it's almost beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are to number 7 Sabbaths and then count 50 days. which is exactly the same as Moses in his travels. After the wave offering, after they waved goodbye to Egypt, that's what that represented, to wave goodbye to their enemy. And they traveled. Moses spent the last 40 days in the mount. And the very day he come down, the next day, according to Aaron, was the next festival or the next shag, which they were to keep, which was Pentecost. Therefore, we have the three Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacle, with a Day of Atonement thrown in to keep holy forever. And it's Yahweh's laws forever settled, and you are the mathematician. You must search the scriptures for wherein you think you have eternal life. You don't have any. You're keeping everything out of sync. You can know the day, the very day. The Bible is very demanding to be on time. There's not even a third month feast of any kind found anywhere in Scripture that I know of. And I challenge you to find it. There is a festival in the fourth month. I've explained it to you tonight about the true count to Pentecost, proven in Scripture. The Roman cycle in the New Testament proves that the cycle that they have instituted in tradition, it's impossible. It's also provable that Paul kept the fourth month Pentecost, not the third month. We'll get into that some time later, Yahweh willing. Tonight you're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. And tonight, I'm sponsored by Dr. Gary, my sponsor, 1-877-289-7439. Now, if you'd like to have more information regarding the true count of Pentecost, just write Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Don't be late. Don't be early. Be on time. Yahweh loves true seekers. Yahweh loves those who search the scriptures. Or wherein they think they have eternal life. You may not have any when you get through searching. If you haven't kept your Sabbath, you don't know how to determine the seventh day through the lunar count. We prove it. Time after time after time in the lunar calendar. We are lunar calendar keepers because the Bible was the source of our calendar keeping. Nowhere in Scripture, nowhere, was there ever a Gregorian calendar count of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It just didn't happen. We challenge anyone under the sound of our voice. We challenge anyone that would beg to differ with a Pentecost. We can debate this with you at some time if you are honestly seeking a true answer. When the Bible says study to show yourself approved, well, become approved. Call me tonight. Area code 423-351-1082. Again, write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568. That's 568. In Sweetwater. Sweetwater, Tennessee. With the zip 37874. Now, Brother Bob has informed me that our website, just a little over 2 months old, the hits are nearing 15,000 hits. It's incredible how many hits we're getting on our website. We appreciate it. If you would go there, if you would like information, I have this article posted there and many more like it concerning the count times. Proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that they kept the lunar calendar and they kept the 99-day count to Pentecost. They weren't drunk on new wine in the summer harvest, which was in that season that they were accused. Search the scriptures, for wherein you think you have eternal life and you have none. Make your election and call it sure. Come out of Babylon. Seek the truth. Again, my sponsor, Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Give Doc a call. He will confirm everything that Pastor Buddy has said here. We will send you free information, and we will send you the CDs concerning this message. We taught on this many times before. So you need to hear the rest of the story. How to number seven Sabbaths by counting the seven Sabbaths after they waved goodbye the sheaf offering, and then they numbered 50 days, which brought them exactly 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 to 50. After these seven Sabbaths were numbered, Moses knew what day, what appointment Aaron, his brother, knew what day and what appointment that they were to keep the next day, that Feast of Pentecost. Isn't it wonderful? Yahweh be blessed. Yahweh bless you, is our prayer. I'll see you Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. That'll be Wednesday night on WWRB. I'll see you Wednesday night at 10 o'clock. Yahweh bless you. Shalom.